I bring AI in, is it gonna complement that technology stack, or is it gonna replace it? Those are things you gotta think about, especially in your return on investment with your existing tech, okay? When we go back and we take a look at this foundation that we talk about, it's important because it goes back into understanding how a company and organization operates. When we look at that foundation, we're actually looking at the strengths and weaknesses of a company. And every company is going to be different. And once we understand what those entry points are, we go back and we plug this into our framework, our AI transformation framework piece. Now, we see the different stages that take place, and then since every company is different, we might have different entry points. But for the purpose of our topic, when we're talking about coming in with AI, it's really looking at the organization, the data, the pilot programs, and then people and the culture. Now, I want to start with going through sort of each one of these very high level. Okay, we were talking earlier that if we were to spend the real amount of time here, we'd be here for a couple of hours, so I'm going to do a really high level summary. The first one, organization. If you're starting with AI, the biggest thing you've got to really think about is identifying your champion. Who's going to be the executive that's going to really take this to the next level? You need to have someone that's digital savvy, but you need to have someone that's always open-minded too. And the reason why is because, like technology and AI, you're going to have failures. So you need to have someone that's going to be in upper management that's going to be there during those, what I call small failures, because you're going to have them because you need those, all right? Other areas to look at, making sure you understand what resources you have, making sure you build a company-wide team. Too many times we get stuck in silos, and that's a big problem down the road. And of course, do you have the expertise, especially on the AI side? So that's something to think about. Next is the data and the strategy, and this is always the most complicated part, because I think there's so many different moving parts here. The big thing is, and again, goes back to our AI journey, it's all about data. What are we doing with our data, okay? So the goal is to make sure you have the right data in place in that sense. Next is understanding, defining what problems you have. What are you trying to solve within the company? What are you trying to solve within the organization? How do you set your milestones? How do you set your value propositions? Understanding what AI resources you have in place. And I look at all these pieces, and you have to come back, and the big piece to take away here, you have to validate this against your business strategy, okay? If you don't validate against your business strategy, not your AI strategy, your business strategy as a company. Because if you don't, now it's just a side project. If you validate that, now you have company input from the management and support on different levels and resources. So again, that's the big takeaway, is make sure you can validate that. Next is jumping into the pilot programs. When you first get started, I think keep it simple, keep it specific. The big thing is a lot of companies try to jump in and they try to do something with AI that's going to be company-wide. And that's a bad idea in the beginning. Why? Because that requires a lot of resources, people, budget, all these different pieces there. Keep it simple, keep it specific, and you got to kind of think in terms of a startup too. You got to think of, you know, iteration, test, test, test. Because of your data sample, you got to go back, and as you test through, you're going to see flaws, you're going to see issues, you're going to see challenges. And, you know, being flexible is going to allow you to go back and make those changes quickly to keep your progression moving forward. People-driven. Technology is great for what it is, but I think every company is successful because of the people behind it. Okay, and I firmly believe that. And in this case, we got to make sure that as we go with technology, it's going in to make sure that we have the right training for people. We're bringing people in, maybe the experts, but experts also need training. You might end up moving and pivoting into another solution that might need some extra training. So I always start with the project managers and the people involved with that. Start with the training there. Next, move to upper management. You got to make sure that your upper management team believes and has buy-in to what you're doing. They need to understand the value that AI transformation can bring to an organization. But the biggest part, I think, here is company-wide education. And this is a big challenge. A lot of companies don't want to put the effort into a company-wide. But in a sense, you almost need to. And the reason why is you need to reduce uncertainty within an organization. When we talk about AI transformation and digital transformation, you're talking about a lot of uncertainty. And we heard this back in the cloud days 10 years ago when we were introducing cloud, and the key was, okay, am I going to lose my job? All right, if we move our servers into the cloud and we move them out of the company, am I going to lose my job? And I heard this all the time. Well, you're starting to see the same thing here with AI. You see it in the news. You see it in publications. So if you can implement a company-wide initiative to help let people understand what's going on with AI, where it's going, and what their roles are, this is all going to lead to the next one. And this is that cultural mindset, all right? This cultural mindset helps get the organization moving forward. It helps them think also from a digital mentality, all right? And then from there, you're going to help reduce that uncertainty. Now, as you go through this process, people will start to have a better idea of how their job might be affected. At that point, this is where you can offer training and let them know what the next steps will be, and maybe see how their position turns into something that's more strategic. All right. Now, as we go through these stages, again, our end goal is how do we take and go from data to digital assets, okay? But as we look at this, we also need to understand that there's an easy starting point, all right? Starting point in the beginning, but when it comes through this, you're always revisiting, okay? You're always going to come back and check. Maybe there's a new champion you need to look at. As you look at your strategy, maybe that changes. As you look at going in and understanding how do you educate the people in the company. Every company is going to be different, so you have to take that into consideration of what your strengths are and what your weaknesses are. And when you do that, then you're going to keep revisiting as you go through this transformational journey. All right. Challenge. So I always put this slide up and everyone always says, Frank, this should actually say challenges. And I agree. There's always going to be challenges, everything that you do. But I want to focus on one challenge today. And this is important because this is something that we see with companies that are jumping into technology and they're jumping into AI. And I call it SOS, shiny object syndrome, okay? Now, I'm guilty of this, and I'm sure everyone at one point has been guilty of this at one time or another. It's like you're a child in a candy store, and your eyes are really, really big, all right? You see something cool out there. You see something that everyone's doing. It's fun. It's hip. It makes a company look great in the news. And then you decide, you know what, we're going to do this. Well, it's always a bad idea. And it always usually comes from someone up in management, all right, usually the CEO. And I went through this. When I worked in Asia, our CEO had this great idea that we're going to make a smart robot. And the only reason why is because he heard a rumor that our competition was going to make a smart robot. All right, so long story short, a year later, lots of resources invested. We had a smart robot that wasn't very smart, and it wasn't very robotic. It could only turn its head, okay? So complete disaster and lesson learned. So again, I know that it sounds kind of strange to say, you know, SOS, but it does happen a lot more than you think. Again, you got to go back and validate that back into that business strategy. Make sure that there's that connection there. Takeaways. Again, as we turn our data into a digital asset so that way we can see our return, I want to kind of point out what I think are the three takeaways. The first one, it goes back to the foundation. People, process, product, and technology. Again, take the time to go through this and help validate that, all right? Make sure you understand what's the company's strengths, what are your weaknesses. From there, those are going to be your entry points into AI. That's going to give you a better understanding. Second, you got to think in terms of a startup. And I know that's difficult for a lot of the companies here. When I worked at Korea Telecom, we had 36,000 employees. Okay. And to work on a project, you got to change your mindset. And the reason why with technology and AI, you've got to be fast about it. In Korea, there's a word called pali pali. Okay. And it means fast, fast. And I heard that every day, except it was interesting because again, the company itself was not fast. A lot of challenges that you go through the red tape. But in this case, make sure you can be flexible. Make sure you have iterations, test, test, test. Keep that project moving forward. And you've heard me say this so many times, validate against that business strategy. Make sure you got buy-in from the upper management with that. Make sure people understand the value that's going in here. You don't want this to become some side project that's going to be put to the side at the very end. So again, with the audience, we saw that some of you guys are already working on AI projects. I compliment you and I say keep moving forward. For those of you who haven't started yet, I hope you guys join the AI journey, and I hope that you see some progress in your efforts too. So thank you for your time, and I'll be around for questions after.